Now to Colombia, where a half-century-old guerrilla war is finally ending. The government expects to sign a peace treaty with the rebels this year. As Colombia becomes safer, former conflict zones are opening up to tourism. And as John Otis reports, some of the most enthusiastic new visitors are bird watchers.
So just look for something red.
That's hard to do.
That's hard to do. All right.
So, in the Sierra Nevada mountains of Colombia, Marsha Wiley is introducing her 12-year-old son, North, to bird watching.
There's a quetzal on that branch.
Oh, I got it.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
Did you see it?
I see it moving, and its red breast is facing us.
Ecological diversity makes Colombia a wonderland for birds. Besides the snow-capped Sierra Nevada, which rises up from the Caribbean coast, the country features three Andean mountain ranges plus Amazon jungle. It's also the gateway to South America for birds migrating from North America. All told, Colombia is home to some 1,900 bird species, more than any other country. They include 147 types of hummingbirds. Many can be seen here at El Dorado, a privately run bird sanctuary here in the Sierra Nevada. Wiley, a glass artist from Seattle, is mesmerized.
They're right there. The green ones, the blue ones, the purple ones, the brown ones, the white-tailed ones, the long-beaked ones. Yeah, they're fabulous.
Until recently, conflict made Colombia a no-go zone. In the 1990s and 2000s, the countryside teemed with Marxist guerrillas, army troops, and paramilitary death squads. Thousands of civilians were killed. Many more, like Loraida Pavon, the wife of a peasant farmer in the Sierra Nevada, were forced off their land. It became a war zone, she says. I packed my clothes and my three children and left everything else behind. Now, security has improved. Pavon has returned to these mountains, finding work cleaning tourist cabins at the El Dorado Reserve. It receives a constant stream of foreign bird watchers.
Yeah, I think we got our bags.
These visits are possible because the fighting has largely ended. At peace talks in Cuba, the Colombian government and FARC guerrillas are putting the finishing touches on a treaty that, if signed, will require the rebels to disarm. That was enough to convince Bob Burnett of Austin, Texas, to join a bird-watching tour of Colombia.
Things have changed a lot in the last 15 years, and it's a lot safer than people realize.
Colombia's diversity is on glorious display at dawn as Wiley, the Seattle woman, hits the mountain trails. Parakeets soar overhead. Through her binoculars, she spies black and yellow oropendulas, whose woven nests droop down from the tree branches. Antbirds, thrushes, warblers, and tanagers flutter about.
Ah, look at its head. It's like a zebra. Wow. Hello, handsome.
The sensory overload leaves Wiley entranced.
You could get lost in this and kind of go into your own world. And meanwhile, you know, a blue morpho butterfly flies by you and, you know, you're attacked by hummingbirds. And you know, all of a sudden you're in this world between what's real and what's not real. Yeah, these things don't happen in Seattle.
For NPR News, I'm John Otis in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, Colombia.